You're listening to KNKX, and Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says that he has no plans to resign. That comes in the wake of a bombshell story from the Seattle Times that's reverberating through city politics. The paper uncovered files showing that an Oregon child welfare investigator concluded that Murray sexually abused his foster son in the 1980s. The mayor says the allegations are false. He was never charged with a crime. Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez has urged Murray to consider stepping down. Other council members have struck a more cautious note, but they appear to be familiarizing themselves with the process of impeachment. More from 88.5's Ashley Gross.
In their first public meeting together in the wake of the Seattle Times story, council members kept mentioning one part of the city charter.
Article 5, Section 10.
Article 5 and Section 10.
Article 5, Section 10.
So what is it?
It's a method for the city council to impeach and remove the Seattle mayor.
Carlton Sue is an assistant city attorney for Seattle. He says a majority of council members would have to vote to initiate the impeachment process. The mayor would have the right to defend himself with the help of an attorney. If 6 of the 9 council members voted to impeach, he'd have to leave office. Grounds for removing the mayor include willful violation of duty or the commission of an offense involving so-called moral turpitude. Sue says there's state case law defining moral turpitude.
In general, a moral turpitude means something that is more than just a technical violation of law, but something that, according to community standards, you know, violates the sense of morality for the community.
If the mayor were impeached, Council President Bruce Harrell would be offered the chance to fill his post. If Harrell turned that down, council members would choose another one from their ranks to fill in as mayor. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.
In a statement, Harrell and council members Sally Bagshaw, Lisa Herbold, and Deborah Juarez say there's been no proof that Murray willfully violated his duties. They say they're focused on ensuring a smooth transition to the next mayoral administration.